How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to discover your true positive self. If you know deep down that there's a version of you that can live positively, or you want to discover that person so that you can experience a world where you see the good in it and can live with the good in it, then this is going to be the episode for you because we're going to break down how to find that. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep, healing, meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And you're going to say that word over and over and over again, really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you were surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So before we dive into this message, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in as often as you do and really supporting this podcast. And if you're looking for a way to support it, sharing it is one of the most powerful things you can do. So thank you so much to those of you that have shared the podcast or giving it a positive review. It means so much to me and it helps it become more discoverable, and I appreciate it so much. So this message, like, how do you find your true positive self? This came to me when I was watching an ad. And so this ad, I think I have to describe it because it'll help you understand what it is that I'm seeing with this. And so I was scrolling through on LinkedIn and this ad popped up, and it was an advertisement for a realtor company. And they were saying, like, they were the number one realtor in this area, but they used a football player, a professional football player. And that's who was doing the commercial. And the football player was dressed nice. They weren't in their football clothes, but they're holding a football. So they're a quarterback, and it says this quarterback for this team. And it was very clear that they're a football player, but they're talking about realty. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, this is kind of strange, right? Like, this is someone that's a football player, but they're talking about realty, but they're kind of looking like a football player. Why would that be the case? And I get it from a marketing perspective. If you're a fan of that team, it might make you like that company. But I started thinking about, for us, how much of our act or how much of this character that we put on is based upon our job, the expectations that maybe our parents have put on us, that our friends, our family members, the world, you know, society has put on you. There's this act that we're doing so that we resemble something, or we are something that's familiar to people and it makes sense. Like, how much of us is that? And I think it's more than we'd like to admit. You see, you are at the heart of it. A beautiful, powerful being that is here to learn how to love in different ways. That's like the base of what we are. But then we come into this human experience, and then there's just expectations and designs and ideas and norms that are put on us, and we try to fit in. And the more we try to fit in, the less we align with what our true self is. And the more we can get back to our true self, the more we will enjoy and have peace as we experience this world. We are lost trying to identify as something versus just being what our soul wants us to be. Now, this might be resonating in a different way to you than somebody else, but hopefully it's a reminder that there's something that is you, and then there's everything else. And we really need to identify what that is. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, I don't know. You know, I went to school. I did what everybody told me to do. I fit in with the people. I have friends. I have this life. I have this job. I have this person that I am. You know, I'm Henry the accountant, or I'm Henry the fireman, or I'm Henry this. You know, I'm this person, this place, this thing. But you're not. You're something so much more. And when we get back to that, when we start focusing on that, our path, our true life experience starts to present itself. What's even more powerful is this thing that you've created, that you are, it probably happened subconsciously. All these ideas, all these imprints have been put on you for so long that you created them as the reality. Because you're a creator in a world full of creators. And if we're influenced a certain way, then we create that way. But when you start breaking it down and going back to your true self, your true energy, which is love, patience, forgiveness, healing, when you get back to that, and then you start expanding into the world with that as your basis, you feel more of that energy. And that's the goal, to feel that energy, to be that energy each and every day. In fact, that's the whole point. When you wake up, how can I find love? How can I find forgiveness? How can I be in those energies while experiencing things in this painful and hurtful existence? Because there's so much beauty, there's so much love that's meant to be expanded, but it seems like the hurt and the pain is what we're mostly seeing. So if we reflect and we think, okay, I have created this idea, this identity of me based upon other experiences, what happens if I decide to start creating a version of me that I desire to be? And you may not know what that is right now, and that's okay. The point is, if you can create something unconsciously or unintentionally, that means you can also create something consciously. You can create the version of you that you desire to be with specific vision, with certain habits, with repeated actions, with certain thoughts. You can create this version of you that aligns with your soul mission and experience life as that. It doesn't have to be what you are now. You just have to be okay letting go. You have to be okay not being what other people think you should be. In fact, you have to be okay not being what you think you should be at this time. It's going to take reflection. It's going to take pause. It's going to take meditation. It's going to take practice being other things, trying things that don't work, getting out of your comfort zone. But with every movement, with every step you take, if you start looking at where is the love in this? Where is my opportunity to grow in this? How can I be more forgiving in this situation? How will this help me heal? When you start making moves with those thoughts in mind, you will start breaking back the shell that you've created and going back to your internal state. And you've met people that are this way. We all have. We've met the person that doesn't care what other people think, and they are unapologetically them. They may not have success. They may have success. They may not have what society terms as a regular life, but they're at peace within. And there is no right or wrong. It's not that you have to live on the ocean. It's not that you can't live in a skyscraper in New York. All of it is doable. It's just about doing it in a way that's your energy. That is the ultimate goal. So let's stop being these people in costumes. You don't have to be just the football player. You don't have to be just the accountant. You don't have to be just the funny one, just the happy one, just the sad one. You do not have to be these labels that we've unconsciously or consciously agreed that we're going to be. You can be anything that you want to be, and you can be everything that you want to be. Life is not about achieving all these things. The goal isn't to become something so that you can have something. The goal is to become something so that you are something. You are not that thing because of anything external. If you want to be a musician, you're not a musician because people listen to your music. You're a musician because that's what you create and you make music. If you want to be an actor, you're not an actor because you're making the biggest films in the world. You're an actor because you're acting. Everything is about being. So let's stop pretending. Let's stop existing as these versions of ourselves that we think society wants us to be, that we think our parents want to be, that we think we want to be, and truly ask yourself, does this align with my soul? If not, or you don't have any clue, or you don't have the feeling, then just spend time in the question. There is no end. There is no finish line. It's all about experience. It's all about learning and growing. So if the learning and growing is happening while you're asking the question, then that's where you need to be. If you have an answer to the question, then that's where you need to be. If you're moving forward within your answer, then that's where you need to be. It's not better than where I'm at. It's not better than where your neighbor's at. It's all growth. It's all about expanding love, and it's all about being the rising tide that lifts all ships. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and not too out there. I know the idea or the inspiration for it was kind of random, but it just had me thinking, like, how much of this world, how much of our experience are we creating because of expectations of what other people think we should be, or even worse, what we think we should be. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. I appreciate all the follows there. TikTok has really been growing lately, so I appreciate all that. Once I hit 1,000 followers on TikTok, I can start going live with some people, and that's really the goal there. I will start putting more content on there as well, but the goal is to start going live with people. So thank you so much for the follows there. And of course, Instagram is the best place for direct messages. I appreciate all of those. They're so inspiring and I love the conversation. So thank you so much for that. I also created a new Facebook group. It's the Positive Mindset Community. That's the link that it is right now, but that's one of the first links down below. If you join there right now, we're really focusing on fitness, but the goal there is to eventually start talking about the three pillars that I think are so important. It's your input, like what is coming into you, your actions, are they aligning with the frequency that you wanna be, and then expansion. Are you expanding in a way that can helps you get into flow state of the energy that you desire? The building blocks are starting to happen right now, so if you wanna get in with the community, click the link below. Or if you want to talk one-on-one about those three things, schedule a success session. There's a link down below for that as well. It's a 30-minute one-on-one, and we will talk about those three things to help you be in the frequency you want, whether that's a positive mindset, love energy, abundance energy, whatever it is that you want. We're going to talk about how to get you there and really reflect on your current situation and see what we can do to achieve it. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.